Welcome to Revealing Men, conversations that pull back the curtain, revealing the inner lives of men. I'm Randy Flood, psychotherapist and director of the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan.
Well, I'd like to welcome Otha Brown back to Revealing Men podcast. Otha's been with us before talking about his work with men. He's a principal therapist in the domestic relationships program that works with men who have abuse and control and anger issues in their relationships and sometimes hurt the women they love or the children they love. And so Otha works to help them become better men. So welcome, Otha.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Thanks for having me back. It's good to make these podcasts and reach out to your listeners.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was thinking about last time we got together, Otha, we talked about, you know, what are the particular issues that bring guys in? And I said, well, let's talk again about the work you're doing with the men and, mm-hmm. and what kind of things can we talk about? And you said one of the things you often hear from guys in these groups is that I want to be a better man.
Often. Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, guys who, you know, never seen each other before and, you know, in their lives come in and say pretty much the same thing. I meet really good guys, but they've done some pretty bad things.
Yeah.
And I understand it. We understand it, but domestic violence is a huge problem in the United States. And we want guys to come in and get help. And men come in and they say, you know, I want to be better. Mm-hmm. I want to do better. I want to be better in my home. And it takes a bit, but they say it.
Yeah. So it's not so much about eliminating this bad behavior and, you know, and subtracting things in their life. This is more about, you know, developing and adding and...
Exactly.
And so say more about what types of things do they aspire to be and what kind of conversations come up around being a better man?
You are familiar. You know, we use an engagement model and we're not here to shame guys. We're not, you know, dragging them through the mud. It's the things that happens are unfortunate, but we're not trying to shame anybody.
Yeah.
But we really get at the heart, and these guys really want to be good partners. They want to be good fathers. They want to be good community members, and things break down.
Yeah,
and we know why, and because guys are not good at expressing themselves. They've not had, many of them have not had good role models. Many of them come from homes where the rule is pretty punitive, mm-hmm. and there's frequent abuse. It's just plain
right.
and simple.
Yeah.
And they try to get into relationships with women they respect and love, and they act out.
So is this? So you talk about, and it's not always the case. Obviously, you talk about the engagement model, but we also talk about it's not a one-size-fits-all model and that the reason one man might be abusive or controlling can be very different in terms of some of the underlying issues.
Very much so.
Even though some of the core beliefs about what it means to be a man and some of their beliefs about women, we challenge because there's some universal abusive belief systems that we get at. But this idea that... you're talking about that some men experience a level of trauma growing up, maybe witnessing domestic violence or witnessing a father who is controlling and abusive, then they end up having that pain and trauma inside them. And then they end up, you say, loving and respecting a woman, getting into a relationship, and then they find themselves, I can't believe I'm becoming my dad, or I can't believe I'm saying and doing these things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys do not intend to cause suffering and conflict in their relationships. And, you know, they wind up with even, you know, legal issues. They're not intending that kind of thing.
Right.
But it happens because they're not really aware of themselves and how they affect their partner.
Right.
And so what's the remedy? We must start to get in with some emotional intelligence information, you know, right. Helping guys understand this is how you are and how it affects your partner.
Right.
That's really the linchpin. They have to understand that the way I am, well, maybe not that bad, but how does it affect my partner? Right. That's where they have to have the thought.
Yeah. So you do a lot of empathy training. That's what you're talking about, the emotional intelligence. And I think that one of the reasons, and you've seen this, is that men will deny that they're abusive or minimize or blame their partner is because they can't handle the shame. Because you said something that's really important is guys truly do not intend to cause people suffering. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some antisocial psychopathic men out there, but most of the guys that we work with, we know do not want to create suffering. And so the fact that they are creating suffering is just has overwhelming shame. And so that's mm-hmm. why they blame, because it's like, you're making me do this. I am not causing you the suffering. And it's just hard for them to reconcile that, right?
Yeah, a lot of authors I point guys to reading books about this incidence of externalizing. So you have something going on in you.
Right.
You understand it. And who do you blame it on? Your partner. Instead of looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And this is emotional intelligence. We kind of reflect men back to their own behavior even before they even met their partner. How were you? How did you handle conflict? How did you handle your anger? And really get some perspective, because it's not your partner. This was going on before you met your partner.
Right.
And guys can look back and say, yeah, you know, yes. You know, and it is in this relationship that things have come out, and now you're seeing it.
Right.
And so we want to help you begin to address it.
Right. Do you hear guys think about it because it's showing up in their marriage or in their intimate relationships? Having done the groups myself, is that they think of it as a relationship problem, because I'm having this relationship problem, right? Mm-hmm. But what you do and what we do is try to help them see it as it's a personal problem. It's an individual problem that happens to manifest in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm careful to use certain words. And one word I use a lot is choice. Mm. You're making a choice. And the guy, no, this is how she affects me. You know, you're making a choice. Mm-hmm. And if you can see that, you can make a different choice. But as long as you're just blaming your partner and talking about things that you feel you can't control, then you can't control it. You have to see you're making a choice.
And isn't that ultimately an empowering message?
It is.
Right? Because if someone, I always say, if I can push your button and force you to behave a certain way, that's not very empowering, that someone has control to say or do something and you're going to act a certain way. Mm-hmm. You're giving them this message that, no, this is their self-agency. You have choices to make, and I'm going to help you see them.
Exactly. And it leads us to talk about emotional regulation. How do you settle down? You're confronted with something. It's confusing. It's irritating. It's shaming. Well, what do you do? How do you settle down? How do you get yourself out of that so that you can participate in your relationship and not, you know, create a wreck?
Right.
How do you settle down? And guys are many times not familiar with the fact that emotions flow from your thoughts. So what you're thinking, I mean, mm-hmm. guys will use phrases like, she came at me, or she was trying to tear me down, or she wants to take me out. And I'm saying, wait a minute, hold on. Now, this is your partner you're talking about, right? Yeah, but she's, you know, she's, and I go, no, come on, let's get this language clear. You know, this is what you were thinking. This is what you were thinking.
Yeah.
And your feelings roll from your thoughts.
Right.
And now if you want to get back to that and start thinking, okay, she was expressing herself. She was telling me how she felt. This is what she believed, and this is helpful for guys to begin to regulate their own emotion by changing their thoughts about their partner.
And what kind of response do you get? Because a lot of times being a real man is, you know, just being stoic and not being emotional. And that's kind of what women do, is wear their emotions on their sleeve. So introducing him to this idea that you have emotions and to be aware of them, how does that received by men?
Well, you make me laugh, because a lot of times guys will get silent and they'll start thinking, you know, about what I'm saying to them. And it becomes a reality once they begin to take it apart. And so how do they respond? They get silent.
At first.
At first.
Yeah.
And then there's this expression of relief, because when they come in, they're staring into a dark hole. You know, this keeps happening. I keep, you know, yelling at my partner. I keep... Yeah. You know, having this fight and arguments. And I, you know, first thing I tell them is, look, an argument is a waste of time. You'll never get anything that you want by arguing with your partner. So you got to give that up. But they're looking at a dark hole. There are no answers about why this is happening. They began a loving relationship, but all they're doing is fighting and yelling at each other. And so there's no answers. But when we talk about emotional intelligence and how you affect your partner, and we talk about your thinking, creating your feelings, those are answers.
Yeah.
Those are answers for most guys to think, well, you know, I guess it's how I'm responding.
Right.
And I can see your point, what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I think looking at, one thing I always tell guys is that emotions are information, it's data, you know, and typically guys are okay with data. They like to have information and feedback from their car. You know, the guys like to see an instrument panel and the RPMs and stuff, and is the car overheating? And because they know if there's something not quite right, the car might break down.
Exactly.
And so they're, you know, very conditioned to look at the engineering of engines and making sure it runs, you know, the internal combustion and all that, but trying to help them see themselves as, you know, you got stuff going on inside of you and you got to know what's going on inside of you so you're not going to bust out.
Exactly.
You know, and end your marriage on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this affects their relationship with their kids, because they have these preconceived thoughts about being a dad, being a father. Well, those thoughts are based on their observation of their own dads. And there, they've had to fill in a lot of information, because before they're going to be able to act out this role by you know, what they saw.
Right.
They need a lot more information about what it means to be a dad, especially emotionally, the emotional connection with your children. And men are sometimes not thinking about that, and it leaves a lot of to be desired in their role as a parent.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
So going back to this idea of being a better man, and just other things you might want to say about things you work on to, you know, rather than just what you're trying to negate. Emotional intelligence is part of it. It gives us like self-regulation.
Yeah.
What other things do you tend to work on?
Well, a big part is guys to understand the role of empathy. I introduce it as a tool. Empathy is the ability to see things from another's perspective. And that's really helpful when they're listening to their partner tell them how they feel, you know, and it's not pretty. Sometimes a partner can be pretty ragged, you know, and use words you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But empathy will help a man understand that this is a person expressing their feelings. It's not about them.
Yeah.
It's about their partner's feelings, beliefs. And once they can understand that, it helps them listen and respond rather than listen and react.
Okay.
And this other idea of avoiding an argument. How do you avoid an argument? You listen.
Mm-hmm.
You listen. You're there to hear and understand your partner. If you're going to just start exchanging insults and calling each other names, that is not helpful, right. And that's not right. listening.
And it probably gives them a chance to, if you're truly listening empathically and kind of like with more curiosity rather than pride, it gives you a chance to learn about how your partner's experiencing you and gets you connected to ways that you are controlling, ways exactly. that you are selfish, the ways that you're not partnering. And yeah, she might give you that feedback in a way that's not very easy to hear because she does it with anger. Maybe she doesn't talk to you about it for a long time and it builds up, and it comes out in a bunch of anger. But it's an opportunity to learn about yourself when you're open to feedback.
Exactly. And this is the path to becoming the better man that you're hoping to be. To be able to connect and listen, use empathy.
Yeah.
Be aware of yourself. It really helps you in a dialogue, no matter what that subject matter might be. It may be someone who's really irate and over the top. But how can you handle that? Mm-hmm. How can you handle it? You understand that how you react is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
And lastly, in the groups, I think one of the more helpful things that happen in group is that men have used group to practice expressing their feelings in a non-abusive way.
With each other.
With each other.
Yeah.
In the groups.
Nice.
And the guy will say, she said this and I said that and I lost it. Okay, guy, how could you have done that better? And then there's some reflection, there's some consideration about, okay, I could have used a different phrase, because we know that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. If you're going to say something in a disrespectful way, you're going to have a fight.
Right.
If you can talk to your partner with dignity and respect, your partner actually gets to hear what you have to say.
Right.
And this is a better conversation, and it's what we want in our relationships.
Right.
And this is this better man concept of what guys really want. So a guy will say, I want to be a better man. Well, what does that mean? And he'll, have these descriptions of what he doesn't want to happen. But we have to have descriptions of what we do want to happen.
Right.
In order to be a better man. And this is why we kind of fill in the gaps.
Nice.
It's amazing, though.
Yeah. And since the, kind of talking a little bit about what we did during the pandemic, and it's like it was interesting we were forced to go on, Zoom and do online sessions and stuff with even guys that we were able to drive to us and have in-person groups, and then we went online. And then we found out there was a lot of people that could access us who couldn't drive to us. And so we had an influx of these online groups, and those been going pretty well for you.
It has been going. Guys from the upper part of Michigan, way out, nearly across the bridge, are coming in, and they're able to participate in a group, and guys have a different perspective when they hear, a guy from Alpena talking about his relationship, and somebody down in the southern part of the state or Detroit, and they're talking, and they're saying the same things, they're experiencing the same things. And
right,
it's really helpful. It's been good with Zoom.
Yeah,
guys.
Better than we thought. I mean,
better than I thought.
Yeah. Guys make the connection, like the convenience of it. And once you get them talking to each other, the human interaction takes over and good stuff happens, right?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Well, Otha, I appreciate the work that you do with, this idea of not just working on getting rid of bad behavior and talking just about that, but also helping guys revision masculinity and becoming better men and learning the skills and attributes of what it takes to be that guy that you want to be.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it. Thanks, Hilda.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Revealing Men. If you're looking for more information about counseling, coaching, and consultative services, please visit the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan online at menscenter.org. Also, feel free to contact us on our website if you have questions about this segment, ideas for a topic, or would like to be a guest on the Revealing Men podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a rating so others can find us. Be well and have a great day.